It makes me feel like I shouldn't be here, but I'm lucky to be. There are grand chandeliers that hang above the cages. The walls are painted a matte black, and the floors are concrete with a shiny black epoxy finishing. Above the chandeliers and suspended cages, the ceiling is a pure white, contrasting starkly with the blackness of the rest of the club. The bar area, too, is a clean white painted over intricate wooden fixtures. There are several tables cut into the wall throughout the club and hidden by rich velvet red curtains that hang from the high ceilings and brush down to the floor for ultimate privacy. A VIP level is also above us, partially covering the high ceilings on one side of the club. It has a balcony view that overlooks the rest of the club, but as far as I can see into it, which isn't very far at all, there doesn't seem to be anyone up there.
If a high-end strip club exists, leave it to Asher Black to own it,
a guy says, approaching us from the side as we reach the bar. I catch Amy eyeing the guy with interest. He's attractive in a stereotypical way, but he isn't my type. While I prefer men of the tall, dark, and handsome variety, this guy is only slightly above average height and has pale blonde hair. Like every other guy in the club, he's wearing dress slacks and a button-down. As cute as he is, he's the type that would blend in with a crowd. And after 2 years of traveling the globe and meeting so many diverse people, I need someone different to pique my interest. Someone intriguing, mysterious even. I turn my head towards Amy and mouth. He's all yours. Even before she grins at me, I already know that she's interested. On our Uber ride here, she confessed that she has a boy obsession. It was more like a warning, cautioning me to ignore her one-track mind if it gets too crazy. I assured her that it's nothing I can't handle. As a former foster kid, I've seen more than my fair share of crazy. Hell, I was given the sex talk by one of my foster mothers, a self-proclaimed asexual being who had been my foster mother for less than an hour before she proceeded to tell me how to stimulate a frenulum. On top of that, she was actually still a virgin. I watch in amusement as Amy looks at the guy again, her gaze scanning him with renewed interest. The guy flushes as she saddles up next to him. I wince when I notice that she is at least a full head taller than him in her heels. She must have had a hard time finding guys in her height in her small town slim pickings. At 5'8", I'm a few inches shorter than her, and even I sometimes have difficulty finding men taller than me wherever I go. Call it vanity, but I have trouble dating men shorter than me.
Zeke,
the guy introduces himself. He's still fidgeting self-consciously, but I don't blame him. Amy is absolutely stunning, and her attention is completely on him. I can see how that would be unnerving for him. I'm Amy. She points to herself, and that's Lucy. She gestures to me with the same hand before continuing. So, who's Asher Black? Zeke's eyes widen comically.
He owns this club.
His voice trails off awkwardly. He looks like he wants to say more, but when his eyes glance up at the VIP area, he quickly averts them and shuts up. He looks almost afraid. Intrigued by Zeke's reaction, I turn my head in the direction of the VIP floor. It's a level above the main area of the club, so I can't see into the top, but there's a grand staircase leading up there. It's no more than a few feet away from where we're standing at the edge of the bar area, which means I have a close-up view of the two guards that are stationed in front of the stairwell. They're both wearing suits and have coiled earpieces on, like the ones I've seen in movies. Their eyes are constantly scanning the club, always on alert. And earlier, when we walked past them on our way to the bar, I heard them speaking what I think was Italian. I also noticed there are guards stationed all over the club, pressed against the walls with their arms crossed and eyes vigilant. They too have the cool coiled earpieces. In fact, there are a lot of security guards at Rogue, and they're all decked out in high-tech gear and super serious faces, like they know what they're doing. It's pretty intimidating and very over the top. One of the guards at the bottom of the stairwell briefly touches his earpiece. He says something to the other guard. And suddenly, both of them tighten their formation beside one another. A beautiful blonde woman approaches the two. She's tall and thin, with a willowy model's frame, similar to Amy's. I wouldn't be